Cardinal Miroslav Volk has addressed child abuse in the Catholic Church, saying priests' education in sexual morality must be reassessed. Amnesty International has released a report censoring the Czech Republic and Germany for exporting products intended for torture. And the Czech tennis player Nicole Vajdišová has retired at the age of 20, according to media reports. Cardinal Miroslav Volk has addressed the recent wave of accusations of child abuse against the Catholic Church, saying that it is necessary to reanalyze the way priests are trained in sexual morality. Writing on his website, the head of the Czech Catholic Church called the alleged acts of abuse an offense to God and primarily a gross violation of the human dignity of helpless persons. He also concurred with the Vatican that the institution of celibacy is not to blame for the scandal. Czech priests have not been implicated in the new scandals in which hundreds of allegations of child abuse have been raised against Catholic priests in six other European states. Cardinal Volk wrote that in the 20 years of his leadership of the Diocese of Prague, he has never received any word of a case of child abuse by a church official. The International Human Rights Association, Amnesty International, has released a report stating that the Czech Republic and Germany are exporting products that are intended for torture. Amnesty says that the two countries have taken advantage of legal loopholes to permit the export of police equipment and coercive devices, such as shackles that give electric shocks, to at least nine countries where they are used for torture. According to the organization's report, these sales have continued in spite of EU-wide control measures adopted in 2006. The report is to be discussed in the European Parliament's Subcommittee on Human Rights on Thursday. Czech scientists have discovered a potentially important method for curbing the growth of cancerous tumors. A team at the Institute of Molecular Genetics in Prague found that tumors force surrounding cells to provide them with proteins for their growth. Stopping that process could also restrict the growth of the cancer cells. They have now patented their method and hope to find a pharmaceutical company that will invest in the production of a medicine. The method is the second promising result of cancer research in the country in the last year. In 2009, scientists at Prague's Institute of Microbiology developed a substance that cuts off the access of tumors to a blood supply. In sporting news, the Czech tennis player Nicole Vajdišová has retired at the age of 20, according to media reports. Vajdišová reached the semifinals at two Grand Slam tournaments and in 2007 got as high as the seventh in the world rankings. However, her career has been going downhill for some time and she is currently ranked 176th. One tennis website reported that Vajdišová, who is the girlfriend of Czech men's number one, Radek Štěpánek, was evidently tired of losing matches and had no desire to return to the court. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy to partly cloudy, with daytime highs rising to 9 to 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.